This whole, oops, I gotta turn it on. I had a problem a couple weeks ago. I was in Twin Falls, Idaho, and yeah, am I on now? Am I on now? Okay, that's another problem. It's on here. Okay, oh my God. I was in Twin Falls, Idaho, and they did a sound test. How's that work in the back? More? More? Can we have more, please? How's that? Okay. Geez, Louise. This is a problem. Anyway, I was in... God. That little thing's disappeared. This is actually a performance art piece about the relationship between humans and technology. So, thank you very much. Good night. Anyway, I was in Twin Falls, Idaho, and we did the sound test about 20 minutes before I was supposed to go out, and then I'm just hanging out backstage, and I start getting kind of nervous. And so I go to the bathroom, and you can see where they're going. And fortunately, right before any damage was done, I realized I was still wired for sound. And then the other thing I want to mention about audio systems is I was in Syracuse, New York the other day, and and we couldn't get the audio system to work. And I don't think that you can really say that you've lived until you've seen a half dozen anarcho-primitivists try to handle an AV system. It was not pretty. Oh, I want to say one more thing, too. And you're seeing already why my books are written in nonlinear fashion. That, so who were the nasty sponsors? It was Nike. Who else? PGE? Enron? Oh my God. Okay, so here's the deal. Is I went to University of Nebraska last year, and then I was gonna go back this year, but this year they couldn't get the same sponsor, so they were gonna have Pepsi sponsor me. And they were gonna have this big, big banner behind me. And I'm thinking, do I wanna do this? And then at first I was thinking the only way I would do this is if I was actually going to slam Pepsi when I'm up there. And I was like, I don't know if I want to, well, it's not that I'm afraid to do that. It's like, that's not the best thing to do. And finally what I realized is I want to, what do they call this, reverse engineer? I wanted to reverse engineer the advertising. So the plan is by Nike sponsoring this, now all of you are supposed to identify, you know, me with Nike. You think about my work and then you're supposed to think Nike, shoes, all that stuff. But here's the deal. Is let's make it go the other way. So now, every time you see a swoosh, you instead think about taking down civilization. This, by the way, is how I know we're not going to have a revolution. Because if people will pay for water and plastic, they will suffer any indignity. Yeah. We eventually will have a talk, don't worry. Okay. So, oh man, you missed a bunch of really good jokes. I'm sorry about that. So there's people in the back who still can't hear. Can we turn it up a little more? The people like in the front, it's like a Who concert, you know. It's... And don't worry, I'm not gonna do the won't get fooled again scream. Anyway, this is actually the first place I've ever done that has a balcony, so that's kind of cool. No, there's one other place I did a balcony, Princeton. It's pretty cool. I was talking to Princeton, and later on somebody asked me what I thought about the architecture. I didn't know what to say. I said the first thing that came to mind, which is, I don't think it would burn very well. Anyway, I don't know where that came from. So I'm really happy with the turnout. I'm so happy with the job of promotion that Illahi and other people like Lycan June and Peter Schoonmaker, where'd he go? There he is, Peter Schoonmaker has done. And I'm so happy with the promotion, which is actually, to be honest, the second best promotion that anybody's ever done. The best promotion was this little bookstore in Eugene, Oregon that put out a flyer with my name and date on it. And they also put out a flyer that had somebody else's name and my date, which is kind of cool, because then I end up with his audience. The The thing that was especially strange about that is that the guy who was going to be there the next week was Dick Ranger, poet and porn star. There's Dick's deal. I'll just put this over here for now. It was a good idea, but it didn't quite work because only one of Dick's fans showed up. It was an elderly gentleman who spent the entire evening wandering around the back of the store muttering that his welfare officer only allows him to spend $4.75 a month on porn. So it was a good idea, good execution, but it just didn't quite work out. Anyway, I would like to thank Peter Schoonmaker and Ilahi and its board, Myth Media, Looking Glass Books, Nike, Enron, and Takedown Civilization. And as long as I'm thanking people, I would also like to thank the Kansas Farm Bureau Rural Health Department for a hug. Actually, not for a hug, for a coupon, good for a hug. This is their response to the farm crisis. It's money for ADM and Cargill and for family farmers, hugs. Or coupons, good for hugs. Because hugging feels good, it overcomes fears, eases tension, provides stretching exercises if you're short, stooping exercises if you're tall. I'm not making this up. Hugging also doesn't upset the environment, it saves heat, is portable, requires no special equipment, makes happy days happier, and impossible days possible. Good hugs can help you bear almost anything. So, your family, well, you are losing the land that your great-grandparents worked and your grandparents and your parents, and your family's gone, and you got two empty bottles of Jack Daniels on the floor and a shotgun across your lap, wondering whether to put it in your mouth, and it's okay, because the Kansas Farm Bureau Rural Health Department is there for you. Okay, I'm not really sure what we should do tonight. I was thinking that... what I was thinking is I had a couple ideas. I was thinking that since we live in a democracy, that we would go ahead... That's actually my best joke of the night. I was thinking that what we would do is we'd take a vote, and... whether you wanted me to talk about language or culture. And then so, since we do live in a democracy, that what would happen is you vote and then I just ignore you and do whatever the hell I want anyway. But I'm just gonna cut to the chase and go ahead and do this, I think. Unless any of you have any campaign contributions, in which case we'll talk.